Israel Houghton, along with his daughter Mariah, and a new breed with Risen. Jesus is alive. He praised God. That means that he not only died in payment for your sin and for mine, but his resurrection means that access to his forgiveness is available to us through faith in him by the whole working of the Holy Spirit. And that's how the salvation transformation takes place in the lives of those who put their faith and their trust in him. And we pray that you'll do that very thing this very day. Oh, about an hour ago here on Sounds of Praise, we played a song by Pastor Marvin Sapp that broke it up. It was entitled One Thing. And we went back and played that one twice. And we're not going to play it again, but unless someone requests it. But here's Pastor Marvin Sapp along with Erica Campbell and Izzy Williams and you and me together. What a combination.
Tell them, Sapp. Let's go.
I've been through some storms. I've seen trying days. And I know what it is to think that things may never change. Even though I knew better, I couldn't pull myself together, because my mind kept racing, focusing on all the things I was facing. But then I felt your touch in the moment when I needed love. You gave me something to believe in, and now I never want to leave.
It's gonna be you and me together.
See,
you and me forever.
Hey,
gonna pray every day, keep me in your love.
Oh.
It's gonna be you and me together.
Hey.
You and me forever.
Hey,
gonna pray every day, keep me in your love.
You see, the devil tried to block me. And the devil tried to stop me, because I finally found out the way up is really going down.
Talk about it. Hey.
Down on my knees and pray, 'cause nothing can hurt me there. And though my facts are changing, now I see that the facts don't make me, because I have your touch. And at this moment, Lord, I need your love. You gave me something to believe in, and now I never want to leave.
It's gonna be you and me together.
Oh.
You and me forever.
Lord, I pray.
Lord, I pray.
Hey.
Every day.
Just
keep me in your love. It's gonna be you and me together.
Yes, it is.
It's gonna be you and me to the wheels fall off in the street. And no collard greens to eat, and mama still work from 3 to 3 to 3. We gon' make it, check the checker, chain the chain, check the check, the prayer to prayer, the EBT, the EBT, the eat for free. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want the good time with you, yeah. I want the good vibe with you, yeah. I want the cold nights with you, hold tight with you, know with you.
You're always gonna see me through.
It's gonna be you and me together.
It's 9 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And we are featuring music by great men and great fathers of gospel music on this Father's Day. And we're also getting near our prayer time. Let me give you our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Going to plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15 on the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go back and see what we played on this last set. We heard the Canton Spirituals with I Recommend Jesus. The LaFave Quartet with Let the Church Rise. The Kurt Carr Singers with I Almost Let Go. Israel along with Mariah Houghton and New Breed with Risen. And we just concluded the set with Pastor Marvin Sapp, Erica Campbell, and Izzy Williams, and you and me together. You and God together, an unbeatable combination. Okay, Micah Stampley, front and center, and this is The Well.
I'm gonna see the promise that lives in me. I must give to him this life that's so empty. Let him fill it up until it overflows. So I'll say, this broken heart, how it longed to be moistened from this endless drought. Can't escape the winds of vanity of this life. When I'm tangled in a web of my own way out, so I'll say, never ending flood. Send the water of your peace to calm the storm. I'm not enough. Now I see the need for your constant presence in this empty life without you. Yeah.
say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you doing? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. I have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile, I just wanna cry. It ain't easy, sometimes it's work just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come to fight to quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. I reply with every now and then, but life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free, and that's all I have to be, and that's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. Good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that God is blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my bills. Good enough to raise my kids. Past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because all my people let me tell you. I'ma say it loud and clear, and you listen, so you hear me, so you never will forget. You're good enough to get that job, you're good enough to drive that car, and on top of all these things, you're good enough to have your dreams. Yeah, yeah, ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's 7:17 here on Sounds of Praise, and we're into the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of our ministry. But it's still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. 7:26 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. We're praying for a young lady whose name doesn't want to be mentioned. She was going to have her internet turned back on so that she could listen to the program and do other things as well. So we're praying that God's going to minister in her behalf with whatever is needed to get the internet turned on, and also through the Sounds of Praise ministry and other things that she would need the internet for. We're praying for two families. We're praying for the Frazier family and also for the Ward family. Both have lost loved ones recently. And we're praying that God's going to minister in their behalf, the Ward family and the Frazier family. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. Michelle of Medford has COPD. We're praying that God's going to deliver her from smoking. She also has a broken finger and hasn't been... is looking for friends and others to be with her during her lonely times. Michelle of Medford. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning because we know that you invite us to come boldly under your throne of grace, where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And these... without any doubt, are needy times, very needy times. And so, therefore, Lord, we come looking to you because you are our only source of sufficient benefits and blessings during situations that are far beyond our ability to control. So we bring this young lady before you, Lord, who's looking to you and for the blessing that you can provide through the internet. Pray, oh Lord, you provide the funding or whatever is needed so her internet will be turned on. Pray that the program today was a blessing to her and that she might continue to listen and be strengthened and encouraged to go forward in you. Whatever other needs that may be in her life, we pray you would touch and strengthen her and provide them as well, because you're the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And we're going to continue to pray that her life might be a blessing, a light in the world to others, so many might come to know you as personal Savior and Lord, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And for the Ward and Frazier families who both lost loved ones, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we're looking to you to provide what you alone can provide during times like these. During times of loss like these, Lord, our faith is tested, our faith is tried, but we know that you're the source of our faith and our strength. You've given to every person a measure of faith, and therefore we pray that our faith might continue to grow in you, and we might be so strengthened that we might not give up, we may not fall by the wayside, but our faith may continue to reach out to you, and may many others intercede in behalf of those who are in need, and may many great and mighty things take place because you provide all that is needed exactly when it is needed, and therefore our faith and our trust and our confidence can remain totally in you. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in the lives of these individuals who have lost loved ones. We pray, oh God, that you might be their source of calm, peace, and blessing is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would touch her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We've been praying for quite some time that she might be delivered from smoking. And now we pray that you've taken away even that desire. And may she recognize, because of the situation that she's in, she needs to surrender herself totally to your control, trusting you, believing in you, having confidence in you, that what medicine and science and the doctors cannot accomplish, you are well able to accomplish. And we're claiming victory in her life over this COPD and over smoking, and also with this broken finger that she suffered. We pray you would minister powerfully in her life and provide friends in a loving church atmosphere and elsewhere as well, so that she might have someone that she can talk to and confide in. Lord, even during her lonely time, but may she know that she can always call on you and that you're always there to provide for every need. So we're claiming victory in her life in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:31 here on WMFO, Father's Day edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And our prayer songs were Richard Smallwood on the piano with the Lord's Prayer, and then the Richard Smallwood Singers followed with I Will Pray. And before them, we heard Tim Bowman Jr. with I'm Good, and Micah Stampley and The Well. Okay, let's see. Where are we going from here? Oh, let me tell you, inform you, maybe you aren't aware. If you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can write to me. Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And we'll begin praying for your requests as soon as we receive them, or your praise report as soon as you receive them. And then I'll bring them to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry, so that many Christians in our audience can also lift up your requests before God's throne. That number again, when we're not on the air, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And if you have been listening to the program for the past several weeks, you know that we have found a gem. It's one that everybody seems to love. And so we're going to keep on playing it until people say, stop playing that song. I don't know if that's going to happen, because it's a really blessed song. It didn't come out recently, but we're having a revival. Luther Bonds and the Redbud Gospel Choir. And you keep on blessing me. Enjoy here on Sounds of Praise.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way. And he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Keep on blessing me over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Talking about the Lord now.
You keep on blessing me over and over again. You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Lord, you keep
keep on blessing me over and over again.
And the greatest blessing that God has for everyone out there is to give their life to Jesus Christ. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton. And come as you are here on Sounds of Praise.
As you are, I know you're hurting, but
the background, Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton, inviting you to come to the salvation gift of God. It's there waiting for you. That's, like we said, why Jesus came into the world, to live the perfect life that we could not live, to die the sacrificial death in payment for all our sin that we could not die. And since he is the sinless Christ, the Father was able to raise him on the third day because he had completed the work. He had paid the penalty. He had paid the price that you and I could not pay. And therefore, we have access to his salvation. Now, I received the Lord many, many years ago on a Palm Sunday in 1958. But let this Father's Day be your day of salvation. Let the joy and the blessing of God flood your life this day, because sins are forgiven, iniquities are pardoned, and you are walking in the light of his great love. And if you'd like that to take place in your life, I'd like to lead you in prayer. There's no magic in the words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about his salvation gift in your life this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, in Jesus' name I come this morning, and I'm thanking you for the offer of your gift of salvation. I may have heard about it before, but I may have passed it by. But this day, I sense your spirit speaking to me, and I'm going to yield myself to you and to your control, asking you to forgive me of all my sin, cleanse me from all my unrighteousness, and empower me to begin my new life in you this day, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I know there may be a lot of things that you don't understand, but if you made that first step, we have some information for you to help to guide you along the way so that you may know what you begin to understand what you're experiencing and be able to grow stronger in your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can receive that material by writing, by calling me while I'm on the air here. I'll be at 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And we'll send that material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God guide and direct you into what church you should become a part of. We're not going to be coming to your house unannounced or writing to you for money. We're not going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We just want to see you continue to grow in your new life in him. Okay, 747, we pray you made that decision. And if so, please contact us so we can send you some material, help you know what to do now that you've given your life to him. For Sean Mitchell, coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And he's talking about your Lord, if you've given your life to him. And nobody is greater than he.
Thank you. the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around, down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Body great.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hands and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you, yeah.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look or where you
nobody
go.
Great.
Nobody greater.
7:53 here on Sounds of Praise. Vashawn Mitchell and Nobody Greater. And so therefore we need to tell the world how great our Lord is. Elder J.D. Means, and tell the world.
Tell the world, oh, that he lives.
And because he lives, we can say, let the church say amen.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces.